USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The CDC says some areas of the country are more vulnerable to COVID-19 than others because of low vaccination rates. During a task force briefing at the White House, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said about 1,000 counties across the country have vaccination coverage of less than 30%.
In some of these areas, we are already seeing increasing rates of disease.
She said 25% of the new sequenced COVID cases in the U.S. are the more transmissible Delta variant. And in some places, it's half.
With vaccines available across the country, the suffering and loss we are now seeing is nearly entirely avoidable.
Dr. Walensky said preliminary data over the last 6 months suggests that 99.9% of COVID deaths have occurred in unvaccinated people. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Rescuers continue to look through the pile of rubble in Surfside, Florida, at the site of last week's collapse of a high-rise condo. 22 people are now confirmed dead. 22 are still missing. That number has been revised after duplicate names were removed and a few of the missing turned up safe.
We are truly experiencing an unprecedented disaster, and the extraordinary men and women of Miami-Dade and our federal and state partners continue their mission and search and rescue no matter what is thrown our way.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. The search efforts could be hampered by Elsa, the Category 1 hurricane.
There is a risk of storm surge, wind, and rainfall impacts in both the Keys and portions of the Florida Peninsula early next week.
That's Dennis Felkin with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Elsa is the fifth named storm of the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season and is the earliest to arrive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
While hosting a citizenship ceremony for brand new citizens at the White House, President Biden said immigration will play a key part in the U.S. economic recovery.
We come out of this pandemic and build an economy, we're going to build it back better. If we're going to do that, we need to fix our immigration system and fully tap the talent and dynamism in our nation.
The Labor Department says 850,000 jobs were added last month. President Biden says wages were also up.
Instead of workers competing with each other for jobs that are scarce, employers are competing with each other to attract workers.
Hiring in June was very strong in restaurants, bars, and hotels. Billionaire Jeff Bezos has picked a 1960s NASA astronaut for his space trip later this month. USA Radio's Lance Pry has the story.
Billionaire Jeff Bezos announced Mary Wally Funk will be the fourth person to join him on his rocket company's first human space flight July 20th.
You're in zero gravity for 4 minutes. You come back down. We land gently on the desert surface. We open the hatch and you step outside. What's the first thing you say?
I will say, honey, that was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Ms. Funk, 82 years of age, qualified with NASA's Mercury 13 astronaut training program, but was denied flight, many say, because of her gender. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.